University of Nevada professor John Cushman thinks teff is a great crop. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Here in Nevada, we have very dry conditions, and mainly the farmers grow alfalfa. So what we got interested in, this is about 10 years ago now, started looking at alternatives, and they have been growing teff in Nevada for a number of years and have been very successful in doing that. In fact, there's a company called Oasis Teff and Grain that's been quite successful. And the reason that we're interested in teff is that it is a forage hay, like alfalfa, but it's also a grain. So it's the smallest cereal grain that is consumed by humans. And the seeds are very small, but it commands a very high price. So it's a value-added grain product on top of the forage hay that is grown to feed livestock. So the interest in teff has grown tremendously because it turns out that even though it's the smallest cereal grain that's consumed by humans, it happens to be gluten-free. So it lacks the gluten and the alpha-gliadins that cause celiac disease in humans. So it's very nutritious, has a very good amino acid profile, very rich in iron and other nutrients. It commands a very high price.
Also very low carb. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.